Welcome to the Dictionary of Now. Sometimes institutions have to be violent. They have to close doors. It's for your safety, for the safety who are inside. Thank you very much for coming at this beautiful summer evening to the Haus der Kultur in der Welt. I take that as a sign of interest, of course, on the one side on the theme, but even more in the speakers we have tonight. I'm very grateful to have these great intellectuals and writers with us, who I can introduce you now. We just had the pleasure to listen to the story titled Airport, and it is a great honor to introduce to you the author Taye Selassie as the first of our three distinguished speakers of tonight's program. Taye is an author and photographer. She currently lives in Berlin, but she feels at home in various places around the world. In her essay, Bye Bye Barbar, published in 2005, she found a term for this hybrid status that allows you to localize yourself in many places and that refuses to be connected to one essential origin. And the term was Afropolitanism. She explains that Afropolitans, quote, belong to no single geography, but feel at home in many. Afropolitan, to her, designates a new generation of world citizens with African roots. The protagonist of Selassie's debut novel, Ghana Must Go, were born in Ghana and Nigeria. They moved to the American East Coast to live an average life in modest prosperity with their four children. This generation faces the task to invent a personal identity from multiple sources in a world in which old concepts of racism appear and reappear. Extremely ideologically charged by power claims, economic competition, and material interests. The book was published in 2013. It became a New York Times bestseller and was selected as one of the 10 best books of 2013 by the Wall Street Journal and The Economist. Selassie's writing technique can be described as multipolar, gravitating around a kind of polyculturalism. She seeks to comprehend culture and politics as a complex entanglement of relations and belongings, which unfold beyond the restricted determination of nation states, borders, and in opposition to the closure of identitarian concepts. Her 2015 TED Talk, Don't Ask Where I'm From, Ask Where I'm a Local, is redefining the way of how a personal identity can be conceived in a global society. I also welcome David Goldberg. Racial demarcations often mask itself in its various forms and appearances, but its invisibility becomes all too revealing. Our second speaker is a renowned expert for current racial politics and contemporary modes of articulation of racisms. David Goldberg is director of the Humanities Research Center at the University of California and executive director of the Digital Media and Learning Research Hub. For Goldberg, the concept of race is deeply inscribed in the foundations of modernity as a secularized religious belief which produces differences on many levels. Societies in the modern world system are deeply racially configured. Race structures modern states and polities. It enables segregation by humans of distinction through governmental practices or scientific classification schemes. And it explains economic inequalities as well as social benefits and disadvantages on at least implicit racial grounds. Hence, Goldberg argues racial categories are inscribed into the DNA of modern societies. David Goldberg has published broadly on race and racism, on digital humanities, on social, political, and critical theory and postcolonial studies, and on humanities and the university. In his latest book, Are We All Post-Racial Yet?, published in 2015, he reveals in a mind-blowing way how race is adopted increasingly as a central, secularized technology of modern state, constitution, and reason, even and especially at times of denial. Therefore, also the concept of the post-racial has a reinforcement racial impact. In Goldberg's view, speaking about post-raciality is always an attempt to mask and to uphold white privileges. He said in an interview, quote, "Post-racial is to the history of race what the post-colonial is to the history of colonialism, its contemporary mode of articulation. Post-raciality, in short, is the new racism." And further on, "The racial fixes people in place, setting them within the bounds and constraints of preconceived notions of nature, possibility and presumptions, predictability. Please welcome with me David Goldberg. And last but not least, we are delighted to welcome Arjun Mbembe, who just arrived from Johannesburg this morning. He is really here. He is a research professor in history and politics at the Wits Institute for Social and Economic Research of the University of the Witwatersrand and has taught at various institutions in the United States, including Columbia University, Yale University, and Harvard University. He has published extensively on African history, politics, and decolonization, amongst others, on the postcolony in 2000. In his groundbreaking book, Critique of Black Reason, which is also translated into German and published by Surkamp, published in 2013, he shows impressively how the functioning of capital has always been based on the distinction of races. Through today's forms of capitalism, according to Arjun Mbembe, violence no longer spares any region of the world. Capital has always served not only to produce goods, to facilitate trade, and to accumulate profits, but also define human species and subspecies. Capitalism, Mbembe's central thesis points out, has always aimed at turning people into exchangeable commodities, thereby eliminating the boundaries between the world of people and the world of things. In the age of neoliberalism, these barriers continue to collapse one after another. The market becomes the prime and single tool for the validation of reality, accelerating towards a relentless impoverishment of the real. To grasp the category of blackness for Mbembe, it is thus necessary to reflect upon the rationale of the modern state, of capital and of history as developed by European enlightenment. In order to describe this type of planetary entanglement, Mbembe also developed the concept of Afropolitanism further. To him, it is a style and a politics, an aesthetic and a particular poetic of the world. It is a way of being in the world, which in principle denies any form of sacrificial identity. Quote, "Black is first of all a word," Mbembe writes, "but the word has its own weight, its own density. There are words that wound," he continues, name that was given to me by someone else. The name thus being a means of violence. Thank you so much, Achille, for taking the effort to come to Berlin and sharing your thoughts with us. Thank you.